Meanwhile, the Egyptian military says it has killed at least 17 militants during security raids in Rafah City and the rest of Sinai Peninsula. Government forces killed 12 al-Qaeda-linked Takfiri militants riding in their vehicles in the south of Rafah. In a separate operation, 5 suspected militants were killed and 3 others arrested while trying to plant bombs. The government accuses militants of killing both civilians and security forces through carrying out regular bombings and almost daily attacks in Sinai. The rest of the region has long been considered a safe haven for militants who use the peninsula as a base for their terror activities. To get the latest on that, we're now joined by Mohammed Chalabi, Press TV's correspondent, who is joining us live now from the Egyptian capital. Mohammed, what is the latest?
Yes, Waqar, the army says it has killed 16 Takfiri elements in Sinai. Now that peninsula has been restive since the army overthrow exactly a year ago of the Muslim Brotherhood's Mohamed Morsi, at the time when a newly elected president, Sisi, was defense minister. Now, the terrorist operations that stem that occur in Sinai and that stem from Sinai are condemned by each and every party here in Egypt. The government claims that the Muslim Brotherhood have ties to these Takfiri elements, but that's the charge denied by the Brotherhood. But it is also to note that the tribes in Sinai denied the news. They said that only one person was killed, and that was during airstrikes and not during a shootout, as the army had said. But the official story here is the army saying it killed 17 Takfiri elements. That's not all the bloodletting here in Egypt, as 8 more people were killed in Cairo and elsewhere. 4 anti-coup protesters, 3 common citizens, and 1 police soldier. An 18-year-old girl, a high school student, was the latest victim. The anti-coup protester, was killed in Alexandria late on Thursday in a crackdown by security forces against the pro-Brotherhood march there. Earlier in the day, 3 protesters were killed in the Giza neighborhood of Al-Haram in another anti-coup march. Remember, marches have been ongoing unabated for exactly 1 year now, and that was the anniversary of Morsi's overthrow. And now 3 citizens were killed in a series of blasts, the latest of which targeted a train in Alexandria. That's the northern city, the second city in the Mediterranean. One person was killed there. Earlier, 2 were killed in Kerdesa in Giza, as multiple blasts had rocked Egypt. Again, unknown perpetrators. The anti-coup alliance, of which the Brotherhood is the biggest faction, has condemned that and other blasts. It accuses the government of being behind this to try and frame the opposition and sway protesters from taking to the streets. And while the government says that the Brotherhood are behind this, having designated the group a so-called terrorist organization. It is to note also, Waqar, other important developments here. 157 protesters have been arrested, according to police, and during the protests that took place across much of Egypt's provinces on this Thursday. Several key roads and highways, as well as metro stations and railway connections, were blocked by protesters on Thursday. Now, the numbers were not so big, but they seemed to be effective in disrupting the flow and in exposing the security forces.
Some okay, Mohammed, I do apologize for interrupting you, but we'll have to leave it for now. But of course, as always, we do appreciate that detailed update.